Tereshis Masechta Pesachim Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin on the base, two lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Ein Baikin Loyal Arachama. One may not do B'dikas Chometz to sunlight. So of course, as we begin this Gemara, the obvious question is: when would we want to use sunlight that the B'dikas Chometz should not be done by sunlight, as the Brice is teaching us? How would we learn from the first Mishnah of this Masechta that the price time to do B'dikas Chometz is the night before Pesach? If the time to do B'dikas Chometz is the night before Pesach, so at that time, there's no sun. So some suggest that the Yerushalmi explains that our Gemara is speaking about a person who wants to do B'dikas Chometz the night before, that wants to do B'dikas Chometz the night, the proper time, but for whatever reason, he didn't do B'dikas Chometz at that time, and teaches us our Gemara that you could do, when you're doing B'dikas Chometz, by day, you should not use sunlight. Others say that the Gemara is referring to a person who did B'dikas Chometz not on the night before Pesach, but rather he did B'dikas Chometz the night, the day before, Yud Gimel Nissen. And what we are learning in our Gemara is that even though B'dikas Chometz is supposed to be done Yud Dalet by night, so we gave in our Gemaras two reasons why that was the time Chazal determined that B'dikas Chometz should be done. One is because Or HaNer Yofel B'dika, candlelight, is what's best to do B'dikas Chometz, as we will discuss more in our Shia today. And the other reason the Gemara gave is because Nei Odom Mitzuyim B'Bateyim. That's when people come home from work, from shul, and they're all home and will do B'dikas Chometz. So says Rabbeinu David, the real reason why Chazal established that B'dikas Chometz should be done on the night before Pesach is because of the second reason that we just said. So if there's someone who wants to do B'dikas Chometz earlier, that's fine. And that's what this price is referring to. The person who's home the night before, the person who is home the day Yud Gimel Nissen, and he wants to do B'dikas Chometz, and it's still sunny, it's daytime, and the price is telling us, which we'll discuss soon where and what we're talking about, that if you're going to do B'dikas Chometz at that time, still use candlelight, don't use sunlight. Most Rishonim, and as we'll speak soon, that is the Pesach of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, disagree with Rabbeinu David. And they say that once Chazal said that the time for B'dikas Chometz is the night before Pesach, that is when B'dikas Chometz has to be done under all circumstances, even if you have the ability to do B'dikas Chometz before. V'lo l'arvona, not to the moonlight. V'lo l'aravuka, not to a torch. A torch, as the Ramah in Arachayim Simon Teflum and Gimel Sif Beis, as explained by the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Vav, means that using two candles, whether they're connected or they're separate, is not permissible for B'dikas Chometz. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat and Yud Beis teaches us that what we're learning here is that you're only supposed to hold one single candle in your hand when you're doing B'dikas Chometz. For as the Brice explains, Nesha Or HaNer Yofel B'dika. The Or HaNer is what's best for B'dikas Chometz. And says the Brice, Vav Bisha Ayin Rai L'dover, even though there's no explicit posid, Zeich L'dover. There is a way we could see that that's the proper way of doing B'dikas Chometz with one single solitary candle. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Shivas Shemes Olo Yimotzim B'teichem. Weimer, we quoted this pasuk at the end of yesterday's shir, where the Yosef and his people planted in Binyamin's knapsack that silver cup. And the pasuk says, V'chapes B'godel Heichel. So the pasuk used the word V'chapes, the pasuk of B'dika. And then the pasuk says in Tzfanya, "Beisahi echapes Yerushalayim b'neiris." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to look through Yerushalayim with the neiris, but he's going to look at how the people behaved. However, it says, "Vayimah ner Hashem nishmas Adam chayvus kochad ribotan." It will be with a ner, not with an avuka. Ask the Gemara, "Hai orachama hechidomni." We said that we can't use sunlight. Ask the Gemara, "Where? What are we talking about? Or where are we talking about that sunlight would be an option, yet we learned that we may not use sunlight?" In Em B'chatzer, if we're talking about an open yard outdoors, Ask the Gemara, Hamar Rava, didn't Rava teach us the Chatzar Einish Tzricha Bedika? Then an outside yard doesn't need Bedika at all. Nesha Arva Metzuyim Sham. Since there are birds there on a constant basis, no need for Bedika's Chametz. Because if there were any Chametz, it would have been taken away by the birds. So the Beis Yosef asks that we're going to learn a Gemara tomorrow, Shir, that even in a place where there are different animals that would drag away a mouse, a weasel, that would drag away the chametz, still bedikas chametz is required because they may leave over some chametz in that area. So why is our Gemara saying that b'nei sha'arvim mitzuyim sham and there is no chiv bedikas chametz? So he answers that our Gemara is not talking about a place where we know for certain there was chametz in that chatzar. Absolutely. If we know for certain there was chametz in a chatzar, then we can't rely on just saying that the animal certainly dragged away. Our Gemara, he says, is speaking about a place where there's a suffix. So we don't know for sure in the first place if there is chametz in this area. So if we don't know there's chametz, and it's also a place where birds constantly come and will eat up any chametz if there was chametz, that's where we could be lenient. But the Rama asks that the Agos Maimini says that one may put chametz in a chatzar as long as you put the chametz before the time in Erev Pesach, the Issa chametz begins, not only don't you have to do B'dikas chametz, but you could put chametz in that place and be confident that birds will drag it or eat it away. So Bach explains that it depends. If you have an outdoor yard where there are constantly birds coming and eating up the chametz, so there our luck is you could put the chametz there and you don't have to do B'dikas chametz. We have to look at every place individually. But if there's a place which doesn't have that many birds, there, we can't rely on the birds. The Chayk Yaakov says that it depends if it's before the Zman Beer or after the Zman Beer. Before the Zman Beer, we could rely on the birds and could put chametz there and not do bedikas chametz. However, explains the Chayk Yaakov, once the Zman of bedikas chametz comes, we can't just say, well, I put it in a place where there are birds and I have nothing more to worry about. At that point, the halacha is you have to do a proper dikas chametz. The Magen Avraham says like this: if the birds come here from don't live here, so there we could be confident that if the birds come, they will eat up the chametz. But if it's an animal that lives here in the chatzar, so I think what the Magen Avraham means to say is that the animal has its own intellect to say, well, this is where I live, and I constantly have chametz here all the time, and since it has chametz here, I have chametz here all the time, I don't have to eat it all up. So again, if we're talking about a chatzar, so we don't have to do bedikas chametz altogether. Ella will say it's talking about an achsadra that has a roof and three walls, but it doesn't have a fourth wall. Ask the Gemara, Hamaravach, Sadra Lion of Dekas, that such an area we could also rely on the sunlight. Answers the Gemara, Latzricha Laruba de Becheder. You have a room in your house that has a skylight, and we're learning that you can't rely on the sunlight when you have a skylight. Ask the Gemara, the Hecha, where is the halacha stating that when there's a skylight, we cannot rely on it? If we're talking directly under the skylight, ask the Gemara, Hainach Sadra. Why is that any different than the Sadra that we just said we can rely on the sunlight? Ella says the Gemara, let's start them. Directly under the skylight, we can rely. Here we're talking about to the sides. So again, Rashi and the Rif says that our Gemara is speaking about a person who's doing Bedikas Chametz on the 13th of Nisan. The Rosh Erbeni Yuchan say that our Gemara is speaking about a person that avadel chatchila, everybody should wait for bedikas chametz till erev Pesach, till the night of erev Pesach, and then there's obviously no sunlight, and therefore, of course, you have to use a candle for bedikas chametz. And our Gemara is speaking about a person who, for whatever reason, did not do bedikas chametz then when he's doing it on erev Pesach. Where can he rely on sunlight? Where can he not rely on sunlight? The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam paskin that even if you're doing Bedikas Chametz for whatever reason on Erev Pesach, you neglected to do Bedikas Chametz the night before, l'chatchila, you should always use a candle. No matter where you're doing Bedikas Chametz, but the Eved, if you didn't use a candle in these different areas that we just identified in the Gemara, where you could rely on Bedikas Chametz, you could rely on Bedikas Chametz to the sunlight. Ask the Gemara of Avukaloi. So we're learning that candlelight is better than a torch. Ask the Gemara of Amarava. Ma'idik says, the Pasuk says in Chabakuk. The Pasuk says, V'noyu k'ar tia k'nayim yada loy, v'sham chevyan uzoy. L'mat tzidikim doymim v'fnei ha'shchina. How will the light that emanates from the tzidikim be versus the light that emanates from the shchina kaviyachol? K'ner b'fnei avuka. As the Mepharshim explained that Pasuk. The Pasuk is speaking about how the world will look b'mheir b'yameinu after Mashiach. And that the light of the tzadikim, the glow that emanates from the tzaddikim, will be so much greater than the glow that they have in this world. Their glow will be like the sun, which was in operation during the Shivas Yimei Bereishis, which you know is much stronger than the sun we have nowadays. Moreover, from the tremendous glow of light that emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be reflected both on the tzaddikim. But tells us the Pasuk, with all of that tremendous glow that's coming out from the tzaddikim, will still the glow will be so much greater. The light that will emanate from the Shekhinah will be so much greater, like the light of a candle versus the torch. So we see that a torch is better. So why are we saying that we should use a candle? And in fact, for that reason, Amarav Avukal Abdullah Mitzman Amavcha. For Abdullah, we should use a torch, not a single candle. And the Rishonim explained, the reason we're supposed to use a torch for Havdalah is because when we make the bracha by Havdalah, the bracha we recite is Boire Ma'oireh Yeish. Ma'oireh is a Lashon Rabbim. So an avuka has more than one flame, the Ritva says. Rashi says that in an avuka, there are many different shades of red, different colors. There's blue and there's red and there's orange. So that's a better reflection of Ma'ireh Ha'esh. The Chasam Sofer says a beautiful pshat. He says, we who live in this world have to spend some time with Gashmias, and we have to spend some time with Ruchnias. He says, but there should be a fundamental difference to the way we approach Gashmias versus the way we approach Ruchnias. When we approach Gashmias, we should do what we have to do. When it comes to Ruchnias, we should use all of our effort. So explains the Chasam Sofer. The Havdalah, the difference that when it comes, how a person should behave when he's doing Gashmias versus he's doing Ruchnias, should be like the difference between a candle and a torch. And if a person lives his life that way, that he's Mavdal, he's able to differentiate between his attitude towards Gashmias versus his attitudes towards Ruchnias, that is Mitzvah and Mufchar. He's living the life the way he's supposed to live. The Nois Desha explains, the Pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Every Jew, Neshama, is called a Ner Hashem. And what I'm saying is that if we take many Jews together, many single neiros, as we explained a few moments ago, what an avuka is, and we combine them together to be an avuka, we combine all, we live achdus, we combine the efforts of many Jews, that's what's mitzvah and amufcha. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. But what we've learned in our Gemara clearly is that a avuka gives more light than a single candle. So why don't we use an avuka for bedikas chametz? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Zeh yochel achnisa l'churim v'sadakim. A candle can be brought into all the nooks and crannies in a room. V'zeh versus a torch, any yochel achnisa l'churim v'sadakim. Rav Zvid Amar, Zeh or l'fonav. The candle gives reflection towards the front of where the person is walking, and therefore he could see what he's trying to examine if there's any chametz there. Ze or la'achrav. It's behind him, so what I'm looking at won't be properly illuminated. Rapapama, hi boss. A person that's holding a torch, since it's a dangerous fire, is more concerned, as for Shalom, that his torch shouldn't do any damage. And that's what he's going to be concentrating on. And he will not be concentrating on doing the Bedikas Chametz properly. For high, by candle, loy boss, he's not that disturbed. Ravina gives a different pshat. High Moshech Noira, the candle light gives off a steady light. For high, Miktif Tuffy, whereas the Avuka constantly is jumping. It's not steady. And therefore, it's not such a good light to work with. Of course, as we learn this Gemara, what we need to discuss is the question about using a flashlight for Bedikas Chametz. And the Ratzina Rav Zatzal in the Shal Sashuas Be'er Moshe Chelek Vav in the Kuntras Electric Simon Samach Gimel says, if we examine all of the four reasons, we just learned them, so we're not going to repeat them, all the four reasons why you should use a candle versus an avuka, all four of those reasons don't apply by a flashlight. And therefore, since all the reasons that don't apply, that make an avuka not usable for Bedikas Chametz, don't apply by a flashlight, that's why they paskin to use, that you may use a flashlight. He, however, says that lechatchila, if you're doing Bedikas Chametz in a place where you could use candlelight, then he quotes the Magen Avraham that say, we spoke earlier in our shir about doing Bedikas Chametz to the sunlight. And many achroinim, starting with the Magen Avraham and Simon Tufla Megimel Sif Dalad, say that when we're allowed to do Bedikas Chametz to sunlight in the various situations that were identified in the Gemara, says the Magen Avraham, that's if there's no glass between the area where I'm doing Bedikas Chametz and the sunlight. But if there's a window in between, that isn't what the Gemara was speaking about. So therefore, they say that the same thing is when we're speaking about the avuka, the flashlight. There's the glass or plastic covering, and since there's a glass or plastic covering the light, that's why that shouldn't be used for Bedikas Chametz. And the other Paiskim, of course, say, the Shomer Tzion HaMelacha says that the mitzvah and a mufchor is always to do the Bedika the way it was always done. We began our Masechta, Ola Ba'asa, Baikin, Loraner. We do Bedikas Chametz to candlelight. Our Gemara just explained why candlelight is preferable. Klal Yisrael, particularly when we speak about the Yontov of Pesach, should always do it the way it was done with a candlelight. Having said that, all the Paiskim are of the opinion that different areas in the house where it's not easy to bring a candle, it's dangerous to bring a candle. If you're going to bring a candle, as the Gemara just said, you're going to be more concerned about what kind of damage could happen here versus the mitzvah of doing a Bedikas Chametz properly. Those places, l'chatchila, you should use a flashlight. So we learned in the Mishnah, kamakam shemachnesim, any place where Chametz is not brought, ain't tzarech Bedikah, Bedikah is not required. Ask the Gemara, Kamakan Latsuyamai, why did the Mishnah have to say this entire language? It should have been enough that the Mishnah should say, Makam Shamachnisim by Chametz, Tzarech Bedikah. Answers the Gemara, Lasuya the Tanar Rabbanan. We're coming to learn what we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Chari Bayis, if there are different crevices in the wall of your home, Hel Yoinim, they are very tall, and people don't usually put their hands there, put objects there. And the Torah says in Or Chaim, Simon Tufla Megimel Sif Dalet says, it's any area that's above 10 Tfachim, or Atachtoinim, that are very low. And in this too, the Torah says, that's below 3 Tfachim. V'gag ha'yitzia. They used to have, as an extension of their houses, a hut that they used as a garage or for other, or as a storage area. And the roof of that hut was typically very slanty. So if you put anything on it, it's going to roll off anyway. Gag ha'yitzia, gag ha'migdol, or they had a closet in the house that looked tall, again, with a pointy top. So if there's anything on top of it, it won't remain there. Refes bak of lulin, where the chicken stay, or different animals. And so if there's any chametz in those areas, they will certainly be consumed. The matbein, a place that they kept the straw, where the people don't bring chametz there. Oitzus yayin v'oitzus shemen, places where they keep the wine, places where they keep the oil, all these places, ainat tzrichim b'dika, don't require b'dika. We're going to explain soon when yes and when not. However, of course, says the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tav Lamed Gimel Sif Vav, we're only relying that b'dikas chametz is not required in these places when we have no reason to believe that there's chametz. But if there's a place that we believe that there's certainly chametz, the halach is that we have to do b'dikas chametz in any such area. And we can't just rely that probably there isn't no chametz there anymore. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer continues the b'raisa, mita chalekes b'toich habayis, if you have a bed that's put in the middle of the room to separate the room into two, and every side of the bed is used separately, umafsekes, and the legs of the bed are high, so there's room under the bed, the halach is tzrich b'dika, you have to do b'dikas chametz under the bed. Vermini asked the Gemara, there's a different b'raisa. That b'raisa says, chor bein adam l'chaveroi, if somebody has a hole, an area of a hole between his apartment and his friend's apartment, this person should do b'dikas chametz until where he could reach. And the other person should do b'dikas chametz until where he could reach. V'shar, and the area in between, mevatla b'liboy, and we don't even have to do b'dikas chametz. And as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, as we learned in the beginning of our Masechta, midaraisa, we're not obligated to do b'dikas chametz. All we're obligated to do midaraisa is bittel. And since the entire chiyuv is only midrabanan, Chazal did not require us to do b'dikas chametz only ad makom shiyadei megas. But if it's a place where neither of us can reach, Chazal did not require us to go any more in the b'dikas chametz. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, mita chalekes v'teich habayis, if you have this bed that's separating the room into two, veitza avarim sedurim tachteo, and you have different materials under that bed, umafsekes, ein etzricha b'dika, we don't need to make b'dika. So ask the Gemara, kasha mita amita. Previously, in the previous brisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, we do need to do b'dikas chametz under the bed, and here it says he doesn't. Kasha churim achurim. The first brisa said that the holes in the wall don't require b'dika, and this brisa said they do require b'dika. Ad mokim shiad magas. Answers the Gemara. Churim achurim like kasha can be loy b'tetoy. As we began this piece of Gemara, if the churim are very high up or very low down, we don't have to do b'dika. The chiluruim that are mitzoy, they're not very high or not very low, we do have to do b'dika. Mita amita like kasha, and the way we reconcile the question on the beds, ha, the medallia, if the bed is tall, so there's plenty of room under the bed. If there's plenty of room under the bed, then we have to do b'dikas chametz, because that's a wonderful storage area for things that could be put under the bed. Ha, in a situation where the metatoi, where the bed is not very tall, since it's not very tall, therefore we have to do b'dikas chametz under, therefore we don't have to do b'dikas chametz under the bed. There's no reason to believe that there's chametz left there. We learned that you don't have to do Bedikas chametz on oitrus yayin, on where wine was kept, on the wine storehouse. Ask the Gemara. For oitrus yayin ain't tzorich bedika. Is that true where they kept the wine? Bedikas chametz is not required. Ask the Gemara. Tanya, have we not learned oitrus yayin tzorich bedika that we have to do bedika in the place that we keep wine? Oitrus shemen ain't tzorich bedika. The place where they kept the oil, bedikas chametz is not required. Answers the Gemara. So how do we reconcile these two halachas? Answers the Gemara. Hakim by skin, oitzrus, mastapik. We're talking about different places where they constantly go during the meal to wine cellar to get the wine. And somebody during the meal may go down to the wine cellar to pick up some wine with bread in his hand and leave the bread there. Therefore, when time for B'dikas Chametz comes, we're supposed to do B'dikas Chametz in that area. Ask the Gemara if that's the concern. So where they kept the oil, they should have the same halacha. Answers the Gemara. Shemen yesh kvar lachila. They always know how much oil they're going to use. So whatever amount of oil they're going to use at the beginning of the meal, that's enough that they're going to bring, and they don't go down to that warehouse during the meal. Yeah, it's difficult. Yayin, however, it's difficult to predict how much wine you're really going to need during your meal. And since we can't know how much wine you're going to need in Kvalishtiya, it's very possible that during the meal, as we just explained, you end up going down with wine in your hand. Tanu Reb Chiya, Otru Eishish, Otru Sheikh of Bavel, and Otru Shayim Bet Yisrael. In Bavel, they drank a lot of beer. So just like wine in Eretz Yisrael, since they drink wine, and you can never know how much wine you'll need, that's why Chazal said you should always go down to pick up, you always have to do B'dikas Chametz on the wine cellar, because you may end up taking some of the wine during the meal. The same thing is by beer in Bavel. Amar Chizda, Bei Dogim, the place where the fish were kept, ain't Tzrichim B'dikah. But ask the Gemara, for Tanya, have we not learned in a Braisa that such an area, the place where they keep the fish, Tzrich Medika? Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. Habaravari, the big fish, they are able to determine how much of these big fish need to be brought to the meal. And since they're able to determine how much of these big fish need to be brought to the meal, they bring it before the meal, and they never go down to that area during the meal. Ha, Bizutri, the small fish, they can't properly predict, and therefore it's an area where people may end up bringing their chametz during the meal, and it requires B'dikas chametz. Amar Rabbi Bar Afuna, Bei Milchi, a place where they keep the salt, Bei Kiri, where they keep the candles, Tzrichim B'dika. For again, these are different areas in the home that somebody can end up doing B'dikas, going to in the middle of the meal, and therefore end up with chametz in those areas. Vamra Papa, Beit Sivi, where they keep the wood, or Beit Tamri, where they keep the dates. Again, these are different areas where people end up during the meal, and therefore these areas as well, Tzorach Bedika. Tanya, Eim Echai V'Nasoi, but we're not obligated, L'Hachnas Yodim L'Sudurim, L'Chum L'Sudakim, Livdik V'Nei Sakana. Because of the Sakana, even though we learned earlier that B'dikas Chametz should go into the Churim V'Sedokim, we're supposed to do B'dikas Chametz as much as we can. Here it says that you're not required to do B'dikas Chametz. I saw a beautiful Pshat from the base Aaron. What Pshat in the Gemara that we learned before, that you do B'dikas Chametz in the holes that are between your apartment and your friend's apartment at Shiyad Megas. So he says that no one is perfect. And a person is constantly supposed to be examining themselves on how they act and how they live. But what are we supposed to do, explains the Beis Aaron. We're supposed to constantly examine our behavior. We're not supposed to examine necessarily someone else's behavior. Churim v'sadokim, the different crevices between me and my friend, the bedika that I do is at Shiyad Megas. As far I should look at myself, and my friend should look at himself, I don't have to look at him, and he doesn't have to look at me. But here we're learning, ask the Gemara, that we don't have to do B'dikas Chametz in such an area at all. Says the Gemara, B'pnei HaSakana. Ask the Gemara, what is meant when he said my sakana. What is meant when we said sakana? Inema nesakanas akriv. If we're worried about that there's a scorpion there, says the Gemara, if there's a real concern that that's the way this place looks, yehochi kimishtamish. So how do you ever put something there? Why are you ever? Why are we always not concerned that you could get that it's dangerous? Answer the Gemara: Tzricha d'nafal, that this wall fell down while it was standing. It was a perfect wall. There was nothing to worry about. But now there's a wall that fell down, and we have to be concerned that there may be a scorpion in that area. Ask the Gemara: E. If we're talking about a wall that fell down, nafal lama libedika v'tanan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah on daflam and aleph on base chametz shenafal lama poilus. If you have chametz that a home fell on it, harei kumavor, it's like burnt, and there's no requirement to do bedika there at all. Hasam answers the Gemara, sheina kel v'chol lachapis akrav. There's so much rubble on top of what's ever there that even a dog cannot get there. Since there's so much rubble, we don't require bedikas chametz. Hacha, we're speaking about a place, shekel of yochel chapas akrov, that it's not that high, and if not for the concern of sakana, we would have to do bedikas chametz. But now the Gemara taught us there's something else to take into consideration, and that is the sakana. Ask the Gemara, but why are we worried about sakana? Isn't there a rule of Amar Belazar, shluchei mitzvah, ain't in the zoikin? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Chazal, here we're concerned, Shema Tavu Leimachet, you're not just looking for the chametz. If you're just looking for the chametz, indeed, we need not be concerned because you're Shlich Mitzvah. Well, what happened here is, you also lost something. You lost a needle under that rubble, and that you're also going to be Asil Yunaba, and there you're not a Shlich Mitzvah. So the Yavit says, our Gemara is teaching us a very important lesson. You know, he says, if the Gemara wanted to teach us that we lost something else and we're going to be looking for that, and that's why we're not a shliach mitzvah, so Gemara could say, I lost a diamond ring. I lost something expensive. Why does the Gemara speak about a machet? Says the Yavitz that the Gemara is coming to teach us that a person should look at his material, that anything that he owns, even if it's a machet, even if it's a very insignificant item, doesn't even necessarily have a shava pruta. We have to treasure and value everything we own. And therefore, even though it's just a machat, the Gemara says that this person is looking for his machat. And therefore, since he's looking for his machat, we're concerned that he's not a shliach mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, if you have another intention, does that mean you're not a shliach mitzvah? V'ki gavna lav mitzvahu. If you act this way, you're not considered a shliach mitzvah. V'tanya ha'im asel zu. If somebody says, "I'm giving this coin l'tzdaka v'shul sheyichya b'ni," because my son is not well and I want him to have refuah shleima, oy she'eya ben olam haba, or I'm giving it because I want to go to olam haba, harei zeh tzad gamur. So you see that doing something even with a different intention doesn't take away from the mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Dima Basa de Bardak, Asla Unibesra. Of course, while you're looking for the chametz, if you're looking for something else, it's not a problem. But here we're concerned that while you're looking for the chametz, you're also going to be looking for something else. And while you're looking for something after you finish, and then you're not a shliach mitzvah. So the question that Tosfos asks is that we learned in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Al Tiyu Kavodim, Hamashamshim, as a rabbi, Manasla Kabul Pras. Then you're not supposed to do a mitzvah for getting a reward. And here we see that this person who's giving tzedakah because he wants his son to have refuah shleima, harei zeh tzad gamur. So Tosfos, the Rei Maskil Shiyiska, explains, if a person gives tzedakah with the intention that his son or whatever he needs should happen, that is perfectly fine. The difference, however, is what happens if you gave tzedakah for that purpose, and what you wanted to happen didn't happen. If you're a person that will still be satisfied with what you did, even though you didn't get what you wanted, then you're harei zeh tzad gamur. But if at that point you're going to be disappointed, and you're going to be upset that you did the mitzvah, I didn't get what I wanted, that's what's not accepted. The Ran, this says, there's different madregas. There's a tzaddik gomer, and there's a chassid. Somebody who gives tzedaka, b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, is in the category of a tzaddik gomer, but he isn't in the category of a chassid, which is a higher madrega. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz has a different gears in the Gemara. He says that the kavana Gemara is tzaddik gomer, that's considered full-fledged tzedaka. One should not be concerned that his tzedaka is deficient because he gave it with a different goal. I saw a different pshat in Harezet Tzadik Gomer. Sometimes a person gives tzedaka, but he doesn't want that the person who's receiving the tzedaka should feel bad. So he, Baruch Hashem, his children are perfectly fine, but he's giving the tzedaka to the person that he's giving the tzedaka to, and he tells him, please take the tzedaka from me. Please take the tzedaka from me, that because I need a schus for whatever reason, for my children, or for panasa, or for whatever. So the person who's saying it isn't giving it for that purpose, but he says it in order that the person who's receiving the tzedaka should feel good about the tzedaka that he's receiving, tzedaka because I, the giver, needed more than you, the person who's receiving it. That is the proper way of giving tzedaka. There's a whole explanation given by other mefarshim that there's a difference when a person gives tzedaka. Some people give tzedaka because of rachmanis. It's hard for them to see somebody in trouble, and that's why they give tzedaka. But if somebody gives tzedaka because he believes in the power of tzedaka, he's not giving tzedaka because he just can't watch this other person suffering, but he's giving tzedaka because he realizes the power of tzedaka. That's that person who gives tzedaka with that intention, such a person is a tzaddik gomer. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Gomer, what's the sakana we're speaking about? The sakana snochrim. Your neighbor is a nochri, and our Gemara is going according to Plimahi. The Tanya, Chor Sheben Yehudi L'Rmai, there's a hole in the wall between a Jew and a nochri's home. Boydik Amokim Shiyadim Agas, you only have to do B'dikas Chometz until where you can reach. Hashar, as we explained earlier, Mevatla B'Liboy, because Midaraisa, all that's required is just spittle. Plimai Aimer, Kal Atzmai Enabaydik, don't do B'dikas Chometz in such a wall, because of Bnei HaSakana, we need to be concerned that what the Nachri will think you're doing there. My Sakana, ask the Gemara, Inayim Sakanas Nefashim, if we're worried that the Nachri is going to think that you're doing Kishif over there, so ask the Gemara, Ki Ishtamish, Eich Ishtamish, why will he think that there's Kishif? How do you use a wall where there is Kishif? Answers the Gemara, Hasam Ki Ishtamish Shemama. Usually when you use the wall, it's during the day. V'nahayra, and it's light. V'lay masaka date. So there's no reason for the Nachri to accuse you of doing Kishif. Here, when we do B'dikas Chometz, as we've been discussing in our shir, Hocha Laila, you're doing B'dikas Chometz when it's night, which is much more time of Kishif. V'shagahu, and you're holding a candle, that's when masaka date, the guy thinks that you're trying to do Kishif. Ask the Gemara, but why should I be concerned? Haven't we learned in our shir? Vamar Belazar, Shluchi Mitzvah in the Zukin. So you're doing the Mitzvah B'dikas Chometz. If you're doing the Mitzvah B'dikas Chometz, you should have nothing to be scared. Answers the Gemara, Hechad Shchicha Zekishani. In a situation where you need to be concerned that it's dangerous, you can't just say Shluchi Mitzvah. Shenemar, the Pasuk tells Shol Shmuel to make David the Melech Yisrael. So he got a directive directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does Shmuel say? V'yam Shmuel, Eich Eilech, how could I do this? V'shama Shmuel V'ageni. V'shama Shmuel V'ageni. Shmuel will hear what I did and he'll kill me. V'yam Hashem. So Hashem tells him what you should do is Eglis Baruch Tikach B'yotcha. So even though he got a directive straight from Hashem, so you couldn't find a greater Shlich Mitzvah, still the Halacha is with Shchich HaZoike, it's different. So the morale explains. The reason the Shluchim Mitzvah ain't a Nezoikin is that when a person does a mitzvah, he's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when somebody's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has nothing to be worried about. As we continue discussing this halacha of Shluchim Mitzvah and Nezukin Lai B'Chalasim B'Chizrasan, so I saw a beautiful pshat from the Emri Emes. He says, everybody that comes to this world is a Shluch Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us to this world to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah. So if a person does that as he comes to this world with that purpose, that's how he lives his life, then in his Zaykin, he has nothing to worry about, not as long as he's in this world, and he doesn't have to worry when he leaves the world because he's a Shliach Mitzvah. So I saw a very interesting Shaila. If our Gemara is saying that Shluchim Mitzvah ain't a Nezoikin, so is there a Chiv to say Tfilas Aderech if you're going on a Shlichas Mitzvah? And in fact, some Paiskim suggest that a Shlich Mitzvah, if you're going to do a Mitzvah, you don't have to say Tfilas Aderech. I saw that, but if it's a road that's Shchiach Hezekah, if it's a place where it's dangerous, so we just learned in our Gemara that if it's dangerous, you don't have the heter of Shliach Mitzvah. The other question that I saw is that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, V'yom HaShem HaMoshe B'midyon, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, K'mesu Kol HaNoshim HaMevakshim Es Nafshecha. And therefore you have nothing to worry about. But why? If we learned that when the Hezek it's Motzai, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have sent him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send somebody where it's Shchiach Hezekah. So Rav Simcha Zisl Brody explained the Gemara like this. That Moshe Rabbeinu would have nothing to worry about whether they're alive or dead. A Shlich Mitzvah, our Gemara just said, has nothing to worry about. But explains Rav Simcha Zisl Zatzal, what the concern in our Gemara is that they will disturb him from doing the mitzvah. And therefore, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, you need not worry, they're not going to get into your way. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains the Pesukim, like we're learning in our Gemara, that when a Shchiach Hezekah, everything is different. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was told, that even though if they're alive, even if you're Shlich Mitzvah, you need to be concerned. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kimesu Kol HaNoshim, all these people passed away. And since all these people passed away, you have no reason to be worried. Do what you have to do. Ask the Gemara by my name Rav. Hani B'nei B'Rav, the diary B'Baraga, that these yeshiva talmidim, they live in different villages. Ma'ala Mesa Kadum of Chashucha L'Bei Rav, are they allowed to come early in the day, late in the evening, to yeshiva, even though it means traveling in the dark? Amalhu, Nesu, they may come alive out of Arai. I take full responsibility. Ask the Gemara, Nezamai. So he said they could travel in the dark. Could they come back in the dark? Amalhu, to which Rav said, Lo Yadana, that I'm not ready to answer. Itmar, but says the Gemara, Amar Belazar Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zoykin, Loi Bechalichason, Loi Bechazirosan. Command, says the Gemara, where did Rabbi Elazar take this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Kaitana, the Tanya Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Klapish Amar Torah. The Torah says that when people will be oilo regal, V'lo yachman ish esar tzecha. Melamed, from here we see, Shteperascha Rabbe Efer, you're going to leave your animals out, Ben Chaim Zikosai, and you have nothing to worry about while you are not home. Tanagalas Menakeres Ba'ashba, you leave your chickens out, Ben Chodem Zikosai. Says the Gemara, V'loi Dvarim Kavachoyma, Oma Elu Shadarkin Lizot. When you leave animals out, they could truly get attacked. The halacha is, Ein Nizoikin, B'nei Adam, She'ein Darkin Lozot. People who have a mazel. So I saw two pshatim, what's meant that people have a mazel. One pshat is, that people have the intelligence to know how to watch themselves, or that every person, Ki Malach V'Tzav Alach, L'Shmarch B'chol D'Ruchecha. Every person has malachim that watch him. They have nothing to worry about. Ainli Ella Balicha. So maybe when you're going to do the mitzvah of Elu Regel, you have nothing to worry about. However, B'chazor Minayin, that even when you're coming back, when you've already done the mitzvah, you need not be concerned. Tamaloimer, Ufanisa Baik of Alakta Alakha, Lam Chatelach, you'll come home, the Timsa Alakha Visholm, you'll find everything in perfect order. Ask the Gemara, the Hime Acha, if the Pasuk is guaranteeing us that even when we're coming home, we have nothing to worry about. Balichalamali, so we certainly have nothing to worry about when we're actually going to do the mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk is coming to teach us a different Alakha. It's coming to teach us what Rav Ami taught us. The Amar Rav Ami, Kol Adam Sheyesh like Karka, a person who owns real estate, Oil Regal, Fishein like Karka. But if somebody doesn't own property, he doesn't have to be Oil Regal. Why is there a difference if you own property or not? A person who owns property is a person who thinks that everything comes that everything is based on his power. So such a person has to be oil regal and see that it's not me that is the source of all my power. He sees the Beis HaMikdash with its entire glory. He sees the Shechina and he recognizes that everything we have in this world emanates from the Shechina. But somebody that has karka, somebody who doesn't have karka doesn't need to have that lesson. There were delicious fruit, the Paris Gnoiser. Why are they not found in Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, Kedesh Lo'yol Regalim Omrim, Ilmola Lo'yolinu Elo Lechel Paris. They'll say we're going up to be Oil Regal just to eat this delicious fruit. Elo Lechel Paris Gnoiser Yerushalayim Dayenu. Nimtza Aliyah Lo'yolishma. They're going to do the Lila Regal without the proper Kavona. Kiyotzba says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Stoiber Rabbi Yanai. Mamnama ein chamit tveri b'Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara Kedesh Lei Oile Regalim Oimrim. And Mola Leilinu El Lichitz b'chamit tveri. To take these wonderful baths. Dayenu. Menimtza Lila Lishma. So of course, all the Mepharshim ask the question. Everything in the world is in a proper place. So if everything in the world is in a proper place, so the place for Paris Gnoiser is where they grow, and the place for the Chaim Tveri is in Tveria. Why would they be in Yerushalayim? So the Mepharshim explained that the Gemara says that the Paris Gnoiser come from Gan Eden, and the Chaim Tveri emanate from Gehenim. And the Pesach, says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamates, is by Yerushalayim. So since the Pesach of Gan Eden is in Yerushalayim, and the Pesach of Gehenim is in Yerushalayim, it would make sense that the Paris Gnoiser should be there, and the Chaim Tveri should be there. But tells us the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put them there for the reason that we shouldn't get confused in why we're doing a Lila Regal. That we should recognize that we're doing a Lila Regal for the proper reason, and not for any other reason. So I saw, if we're learning now, somebody who doesn't have karka is not mechuyev and lila regal. Now the question is, why is there an issue that Klai Yisrael did not do a lila regal, didn't bring a Karm Pesach all the years in the Midbar? They didn't have any karka. So Ramosha says that they all were promised a piece of karka in Eretz Yisrael. And since they were all promised a piece of karka of Eretz Yisrael, that's why they are considered as if they had karka. But then I saw the Shem Shmuel says a beautiful pshat. Remember, the pasuk tells us when they were going, Bilam was riding to curse Klai Yisrael, and he hit his donkey 3 times. And the donkey says, Lama hikisani shalosh regalim. Why did you hit me 3 times? How are you going to curse Klai Yisrael, which is a nation that is careful to be oil regal? So why did the donkey speak about a leal regal more than anything else? So the Shem Shmuel explains, though, as we said before, the whole purpose of a leal regal is to show that we connect to Hashem. So he says, Klai Yisrael, just the opposite of you, Bilam. You are disconnected from Hashem, and they are connected to Hashem, and that's why they are blessed. So we learned in the Mishnah, The Mishnah spoke about where in the wine cellar must we do bedikas chametz. Ask the Gemara, Ma'arat of Mandachashmei. Our Mishnah didn't speak about the wine cellar. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah means is to be understood as follows. Any place where chametz is not brought, ain't tzarech bedika. Places where wine and oil are kept, as we spoke earlier in our shir, nami ain't tzarech bedika. When is there a requirement to do bedikas chametz in the wine cellar? In places where people go with bread during the meal to bring a bottle of wine, bedikas chametz is required. So we learned in the Mishnah, So ask the Gemara, what does that mean? The two shurus that Beis Shammai spoke, the two rows of the wine barrels were put flat on the floor. They were all stacked on the floor, and then you put wine barrels on top of them. So the two most outer rows from top to bottom of wine have to be looked at. That's where you may have chametz. The most outer row and the top row, which looks like a endechof. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, there's a brice that supports Rabbi Yehuda, but Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yehuda, Beshama Omrim, Shtei Shurus Al Pnei Kol Matif, Shtei Shurus Amru, Menorot Shmei Kaira, from the earth to the top, the two closest rows to the door. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Shurus Al Kol Pnei Matif, Hachitzoyna Shurus Al Pesach, the entire outer row, Velyoyna Shurus Al Kaira, the one that's on top, that sees the ceiling. Shlofnimi Menu, anything beyond the first row or anything below the top row, Shlamatamena and Tzarpadika. We learned further in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Shtei Shurus Achitzoinus, Shein El Yoinus. So here too we have a debate. What does Beis Hillel mean? Amar Rav, Hel Yoina, Shlamatamena. The two top rows of the row that's facing the door. Shmuel Amar Hel Yoina, the top row, the Shlofnimi Menu, and the one and the next one towards the inside of the room. My Tam the Rav, where does Rav takes his opinion from? Dai Chitzoinus. He says, Shmuel used the words Chitzoinus. V'hai, v'o, ask the member, what would Rav do El Yoinus? It also says El Yoinus. L'muti tatai tatasoi. Anything below the top two rows. V'shmuel ama El Yoina, v'shlimi menu. My Tama, what's the reason for Shmuel's understanding? The Daik, because he focuses on the word El Yoinus. Ask the Gemara, but didn't the Mishnah also use when expressing Shmuel's opinion for Chitzoy Niktani? Answers the Gemara, Lamad Givyasa de Givyasa. Only the two, top two, nothing further in. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya Tani Kavasa de Rav. Rav Chiya explained Beis Hillel's opinion like Rav. However, says the Gemara, Kula Tanoi Kavasa de Shmuel. Tani Kavasa de Shmuel, they explain like Shmuel holds. Vilchasa, and indeed, Allah is like Beis Hillel with Shmuel's. And Kavasei the Shmuel with Shmuel's interpretation.